Welcome to the Price Level Podcast. We have a very exciting episode today at the Vitamin Shoppe Brand Summit with the CEO of Vitamin Shoppe, Lee Wright. Lee, thanks so much for joining us today. This is really exciting to sit down with you.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. So this is really an introduction of you into our community. This is the first time we've talked with you publicly. We've had some great calls over the last year, but I'd really like to start off with just an introduction on who you are, where you come from, and what you're excited about to be at Vitamin Shoppe.
Well, I'm incredibly excited to be at the Vitamin Shoppe. I've had a long career in investment banking and private equity, and then running organizations from various different industries. I will tell you, I became interim CEO of the Vitamin Shoppe, and the plan was just to be interim CEO, but I really fell in love with the mission of the Vitamin Shoppe. I fell in love with the people, and when I had an opportunity to take this as the full-time role, I jumped at it, and it was incredibly inspiring for me to be part of a health and wellness organization, to have that mission to help the health and wellness of communities across the nation.
I remember the second you got named interim CEO, I sent you a message on LinkedIn. I was like, "Hey Lee, I know you don't know who I am. I know you don't know what we do, but I'd love to be involved with what you guys do because we love working with Vitamin Shoppe. We trust you guys so much with your quality. We just did a podcast with Brian Tanzer talking about how much you care about quality in the industry. And I think that this event is really a testament to that because you guys are investing back in your health enthusiasts and giving them so much education and information. So let's talk about Brand Summit and what we're doing here.
Brand Summit is a tremendous event for us. It really is our Super Bowl. We do it once every 2 years where we bring in all of our health enthusiasts, both from the field, all of our store managers, our corporate team. We bring in our franchisees across the nation, our international licensees, and obviously, just as importantly, we bring in our third-party brand partners. And it allows all of our health enthusiasts to reconnect and to re-energize, as well as get educated on the products that are out there. Look, our three brand pillars are expertise, innovation, and quality. So we want to ensure that our health enthusiasts have the most expertise so that when the customers walk through the door, they can also ensure they can tell them about the innovative products that are out there as well as the quality of the products that we offer. So it really is a holistic education for our health enthusiasts all in these 3 days here, and it's incredibly exciting for us.
So this morning we were honored to get to hear your speech. That was mostly, you know, internal to the company, so I'm not sure how much you want to talk about it. But one of the things I love, and I've seen this on LinkedIn as well, you go to a lot of stores. So what are some of the things that you learned as like from start to like more recently? What were you learning in those earlier trips that really helped get you where you are now?
Well, part of it was selfish, as you heard, as I was trying to educate myself for my own health and wellness journey. But part of it was just from an organization and a business standpoint, trying to ensure that we were headed in the right direction. What were we trying to do? Were we accomplishing it correctly? Because, look, I think it's so important as a leader to be in the field, to be where our customers are, to see what they see, to see what our frontline employees, our frontline health enthusiasts see, and make sure that I'm there to support them. Because what I don't want to do is make the assumption every health enthusiast is getting what they need, every customer is getting what they need. Because many times when you sit at the top, people will tell you everything's fine, but I like to go straight to the source. I like to ensure that I'm seeing what's really happening with our customers, with our health enthusiasts, and so I could get that direct feedback. So when someone in the corporate office would say, no, Lee, it's fine, everything's good here, I'd say, that's not true. I've been to over 100 stores, and here's what I've seen. And no one could refute what I'd seen relative to what they wanted to tell me based upon a spreadsheet or a sheet of paper or something else. So it's really important to me to be there and lead by example. And also, honestly, it helped me because I was able to help customers too and make sure I got my own education because I wanted to make sure that I could be the best leader I could be for our organization.
Yeah, we work in a specialty market, and you said this in your speech, like all we do is nutrition and supplements. And so there's no reason that we can't all do this better than everyone else. And I love that what you said there, because it really is true. Like these health enthusiasts really have one job, is to enrich the lives of the consumers that come in. And this community has become so educated, you know, whether it's through creators like ourselves or other creators or brands that educate people. There's so much information for the consumer at this point that if you are not investing in your like that contact with the consumer, you're falling behind. And one of my favorite things about what you guys do is just like your culture in store. And I'm sure you saw this in your stores. It's like every store has a very positive culture. It's very helpful, and it's very difficult to educate these salesmen as much as you can because there's so many different vast pieces of information: multivitamins to fish oil, sports nutrition. You guys do a great job of it. In the last year, through all these visits and stuff like that, Have you made any decisions or changes, or what has come of all that travel?
Well, I want to ensure that we are always educating our health enthusiasts to make sure they get what they need. I want to make sure that we have the right inventory where we need it for our consumers, and really understanding the trends that we're seeing. Because I can see as they say, hey, by the way, our consumers are asking for this. We don't even carry it. Oh, by the way, we need more of this because we're out of stock. So it really allows me to see what's up and coming firsthand and understand that. And again, I want to ensure also, to be honest with you, that our health enthusiasts are always giving the best experience and the best education out there. And they understand from me the expectations. So I like to actually personally work with customers too, so they can see how I try and ensure that I'm doing the full consultative selling approach. Because look, I have a lot of customers that will walk through the door and they may say, hey, I came in here for fish oil. And I always tell our health enthusiasts, they may have come in for fish oil, but let's never forget to ask why. Why are they asking for fish oil? What are they trying to solve for? And then let's start to open it up to see what other needs they may have that they didn't even realize that they need, but they did come in for help. So let's make sure we have that consultative selling process.
Yeah, I love it. So, Lee, a lot of us have been in this space forever, but you've been in other lines of business. We've heard the phrase that it's just widgets. Is it just widgets that we sell? Or, like, what's your take now?
No, it's definitely not just widgets. I mean, look, this is a very specialized space. And, again, you heard my speech this morning. One of the things that was a true eye-opener for me personally is I had been honestly a little bit skeptical about the supplement industry from afar. Sure, I would take a multi, some other things, but as I came into the space, part of the reason I fell in love with it is as I did my own personal research, because again, I wanted to be a good leader and actually do the research, I realized that this was incredibly beneficial. And as I continued to actually invest myself in it personally, in creating my own personal supplement stack, I could see the benefit it gave me to create a level of homeostasis. So then I could actually have more energy, get my exercise regimen up, and I've seen all the wonderful benefits come from it. So it really is, there's so much special knowledge and expertise you need to have to understand what makes sense for you personally or other people. So it's not just widgets, it definitely is much more than that.
So we touched a little bit on, you know, some of the misconceptions in the industry and everything, and we kind of face that in a regulatory way as well. Are you going to be joining us in May 22nd in Washington, D.C.? Do you have any? I know that last year we were with Carlos, your chief legal counsel in D.C. For NPA's fly-in day. Are you going to be participating in that, or do you have any take on what's been happening at the local, state levels, all that?
Mike, I have a lot of takes on that. So first of all, I will be there on May 22nd.
Awesome.
I've already signed up. I already have my hotel room ready. I am a strong believer that we need to ensure that we allow everyone to have supplements. We don't need restrictions for people relative to that. I certainly want to ensure that we don't have bad actors. I want to make sure we protect children from other items. I'm very protective of that. However, I think many of the things that we're seeing from a state level as well as even a federal level are not beneficial to consumers. I'm very concerned about that personally. So you will actually see me take a very leading role to ensure that as an industry that we're being very thoughtful, that we're not being overregulated, that we're really protecting consumer choice for their own health and wellness. So you will see me really be a face out there, and I'm not afraid to do that because I feel very passionately and strongly that we need to be a proponent for our own industry and for the consumers that benefit from our industry.
That was, I mean, I don't really have any follow-up to that. That was holistic and that was great. Did you have any follow-ups on that?
No. I was just, I think once someone gets the personal effects from the industry, you start to like want to fight for it and everything. And so we appreciate you coming in and doing that for sure.
Do you, kind of a tangent to that, we were talking about, you start to get into the industry. I noticed you've also interfaced with a lot of your top brands, some of your, a lot of partners. Like, what's that been like? Like becoming a part of the industry and starting to meet people in the community. How has that affected like your views on things?
Yeah. Look, I very strongly believe in personal relationships. I want people to know that I want to have a mutually beneficial partnership and relationship, and I want to make sure it's a win-win relationship, and I want to make sure that they know that, hey, if there's a problem, they can reach out to me personally, that we're invested. This isn't just a, hey, I win, you lose, that I want to win together. And I do believe if I understand what they're looking for and what's important to them, and they know what's important to me, that we can work together properly. So I do believe better communication, a better partnership leads to both of us, you know, growing more strongly together. So it is, for me personally, I do believe in that communication, that level of partnership. Obviously, we've got Muriel as president, and Jack is now our VP and GMM, doing a great job, but I also like to take a role and make sure that I'm involved as well in those relationships.
Yeah, that's awesome to see, because I think that our community is so driven by brands at this point. And I think that's the evolution of, I'm not going to name what you used to call this, but the becoming the brand summit is powerful because our community, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or in the gym or just with the community, is so driven by identity of brands, right? Someone is very into Raw and Sebum, or someone's very into Rise or Ghost or whatever it is. They identify with that, or like Jocko. Like, we'll talk about an identity brand. Having Vitamin Shoppe, like you said, be mutually beneficial with those brands, it's super important because they're going to bring that innovation to you guys. They're going to bring you a reason to attract that foot traffic and to support Vitamin Shoppe. Outside of the experience you get from the health enthusiasts, those third-party brands are super important for that.
They are super important to us. I will tell you, we are fully... We fully understand the importance of having the innovation from third-party brands, because even as an existing brand, they may have already broadened their distribution into the mass or natural channels, but to the extent they release limited flavors and new products, they release it with us first. It's another reason for them to come to our specialty store. We're also seeing new up-and-coming brands that have a great following, just direct-to-consumer online, and they're ready to go to a brick-and-mortar distribution channel. And they say, where can I go to ensure that my brand, actually in that nascent brand, can grow properly and be supported properly and allow a broader community to see it? Well, if I'm going to do that, I want to go to the Vitamin Shoppe, because I know the health enthusiasts will be educated. When people come in, they say, hey, this is a new, really exciting product. Here's why you should try this product. And again, we found that we can blossom and nurture these new brands. Now, the brands then move on again to the broader distribution channels, but that's fine, because for us, it gives us an opportunity to be that first source as a national distribution channel.
That's cool to hear. One thing that's been a theme in our other interviews here have been how great your private label brands are. So we've talked to some of the teammates there, some great products coming out of like Body Tech Elite, for instance, in our sports nutrition world and everything. Now that you have your own personal supplement stack, are you getting involved in like, hey, we probably should have this product or that product or anything like that? Do you?
I try and stay out of that, because I'm a big believer in, I never want to tell people what to do, because then I can't hold them responsible or accountable. So I always tell, I may give them some suggestions, but I say at the end of the day, it's your choice. You've got to live with your choices. So, and look, they're much smarter than I am, and I want them to go and do it on their own.
You have a very talented team of formulators and branders for your private brands, and it's been an absolute pleasure to see them grow. You know, I when I was a health enthusiast, I have to bring it up in the podcast. I took a ton of Body Tech protein because it was great tasting. It was very affordable. It was cost effective. And for years, Body Tech was, a protein brand. I'm sorry to the creatines and other parts, but protein wise, it was a very popular, cost effective solution for, I was a college student that couldn't afford a lot. So I could afford Body Tech, and it was great. But you now have a whole line of innovative products with brand new to market ingredients a lot of times. We talked with Dustin and Tabitha about what they do to bring innovation. And then we talked to Brian about what he does to make sure it's safe and legal. And you guys do an incredible job of just making sure that customers are going to be able to get something new and exciting, but know that it's safe and tested and trustworthy.
Yeah, but that is so important for us. Quality, ensuring that our own brands have that high level of quality. As you said, I think we have cutting edge technology coming in with our own internal mm-hmm. brands. But obviously, when we provide third-party brands, we are very cognizant and we want to ensure that it's always high quality. So if any customer comes in, they know what we put on our shelves or we're willing to sell to them is only of the highest quality. And that's so important to us. Again, one of our key brand pillars.
Yeah, love that.
I don't have any other specific questions. Do you have anything that you want to tease, anything big coming from Vitamin Shoppe, or are we just getting through this brand summit?
Just get through the brand summit. We've got some key health and wellness trends that we're really leaning into. You'll certainly get a feel for those as we go through. But I think you'll see some very exciting things to come from the Vitamin Shoppe in 2024.
Awesome.
Lee, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.